You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
In the lead-up to the Beyond the Visual exhibition of contemporary sculpture, designed to be explored using multiple senses that move beyond the visual at the Henry Moore Institute in Leeds, from the 28th of November 2025 to the 19th of April 2026, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with some of the commission artists whose work feature in the exhibition. I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined by David Johnson, a blind artist who, through his work, provokes and challenges people's expectations of art and maybe their interaction with art too. Hello, David, and thank you for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, hello, Toby, and thank you very much for having me.
David, firstly, do give me a brief bit of background about you as an artist and also an overview of your work too.
Okay, so my art practice has been developing over many years, although it falls into two sort of categories. The time before I lost my sight, when I had fairly good vision as a young person, child and teenager and young adult. And then a sort of second phase from about my 40s onwards, when I made art as a blind person, a totally blind person. I've got no vision now. I've got retinitis pigmentosa, which you may or may not know is a progressive condition of the retina, where sight loss happens very, generally speaking, very slowly over time. So yeah, when I lost my sight completely in my 30s, just after that, I started getting interested in art again. And from that point on, my art making was more focused, I suppose, obviously, on the non-visual side of art making, the tactility, the sonic side of things, the auditory side of art making. However, the visual was still a very important part of what I was making. How things look are still a very important aspect of what I do. So even though the title of this exhibition is Beyond the Visual, I like to think of it as sort of beyond the visual and then sort of back again towards the visual, or a visuality, an imagined visual world. So yeah, a lot of my art is sort of sculptural. Basically, it's about, it uses found objects, it uses made objects, using a range of materials, including sort of clay and concrete and latex. And yeah, it's focusing on tactility mainly. But as I say, I'm very keen through my art assistants, the people that help me make my art, to know how it looks and how it, the colours that I use are very important. So yeah, that's a sort of a brief overview.
So tell me a little bit about your commission work that will be on display in the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute. As I believe, David, you have two pieces on display. You have Inhibition, Beyond the Doubt of a Shadow, and Nuggets of Embodiment. Do tell me a little bit about each piece.
So yeah, the two pieces, Inhibition, that piece is, as the name suggests, it's about what we can't see, and it's about what is inhibited or hidden or obscure. And with this piece, I focus on the rather unpleasant phenomenon of discovering discarded chewing gum in public places. I think we've all had the unfortunate experience of finding chewing gum sort of stuck to the underside of seats or tables in public places. So in a hopefully less unpleasant way, I've focused on this and I've made a lot of facsimiles of discarded chewing gum from silicon rubber, and I've stuck them to the underside of a table in the exhibition space. And I'm inviting people to sort of sit at the table, feel underneath the table, where there is hopefully an interesting array of these silicon chewing gum facsimiles for people to feel. Some of it is in a sort of braille configuration, the large braille configuration, where I've spelt out the word inhibition in grade 2 braille, UEB braille, for people to feel. And there's also some sort of patterning of the chewing gum pieces around the perimeter of the underside of the table. So all of this piece is sort of hidden from view, and it's all about the tactility of what you feel with your fingertips, and in this case, on the sort of undersurface of the table, out of sight. With blindness, of course, you know, shadows aren't something, with total blindness, shadows aren't something we experience. So this is about the lack of shadows, really, under the table, the lack of the mystery, as it were, of being in the shadows, hence the subtitle, Beyond the Doubt of a Shadow, making a sort of play on that term, Beyond the Shadow of a Doubt. So that's that piece. The second piece, Nuggets of Embodiment, is about biscuits, in brief. Again, I've made facsimile copies of a very common biscuit in our culture, in the sort of UK culture. I'm sure if people experience them, they'll recognise the biscuit as being a very common biscuit that we've all probably come across. And the display consists of a fairly sort of conventional biscuit tin, a cylindrical tin that's full of these biscuits, which, by the way, are made from plaster, a fairly high quality plaster, so that the dustiness is at a minimum. So they're quite, I hope they're quite nice to handle and touch. And the, anyway, these biscuits, of which there are hundreds of them on the display, are spilling out of the biscuit tin, which is in the center of the display, and they're spilling out all around the biscuit tin in a kind of tsunami of biscuits that flood around the tin. And then we invite visitors to actually pick up a biscuit or two from the display just to feel them. And they'll feel, if they do so, they'll feel that on the surface of the biscuit is a word. And this word is sort of engraved into the surface of the biscuit, so you can read it if you can see. And if you can't see, it's also written in Braille. So the words on the biscuits are just key words that I'm very interested in. They've been part of a research project I've been involved with. So you'll see or feel these words as you feel the biscuits. And then we're asking people to replace the biscuits that they've held. And then if they wish to, approach a gallery attendant where they will be given a biscuit as a souvenir of the show and of this particular display. They can take away a biscuit with them as a takeaway. So the idea is that they're taking a bit of the art away with them for free. They don't have to pay for it. It's a souvenir of the exhibition.
That sounds brilliant. And it is fantastic that the Beyond the Visual exhibition is, of course, accessible to us all as blind and partially sighted people. And I wonder, David, what works best for you when you are sort of visiting a museum or gallery and exploring the works that are on display?
Well, yeah, thank you for that question. Yeah, personally, as a totally blind person, I love to go to galleries and museums, but I also need and can't really experience them without a lot of assistance. So my favourite approach is to be met a member of the staff of the gallery and taken round and be given an audio description of what's on view and available to the public. Unfortunately, quite often, that's the only way I can access the art and the objects, because touching objects in a gallery or museum is usually prohibited. That situation is getting a little better in recent years, but it's taken a long time for it to improve, and there's still a very long way to go. So, yeah, very occasionally I get the pleasure of touching objects or handling objects that have been made with visual impairment in mind, so that you get an example of a copy of what's on view. Yesterday, I was at a show in London at the Barbican that featured the work of Giacometti, the Swiss sculptor, and all of his objects were behind glass. You couldn't touch any of them. But they did have one piece of bronze that had been made in advance of the show, a copy of one of his heads that we were able to handle and feel the weight of the bronze and the texture of the surface and the temperature, which gave us a great insight into what we were sort of missing by not being able to see what was in the glass cabinets. So yeah, audio description, a guiding elbow from a sighted member of staff, and handling objects. Those are all ways in which I like to, and occasionally do, experience art exhibitions.
And David, are there any of the other works on display in the Beyond the Visual exhibition that you are sort of, I suppose, looking forward to experiencing yourself, whether it may be by artists who are blind or non-blind?
Yeah, there are lots. I can't remember how many artists are featured in the shows. I think about 15. And I think most of them are visually impaired artists. So I'm absolutely thrilled and can't wait to experience them. I know some of the artists that are featured from previous Beyond the Visual events, and their work, some of their work I am familiar with, but it is going to be a very exciting journey for me to discover what's there in more detail and more depth. So, yeah, I think it's quite a unique show insofar as the level of accessibility, I think, is going to be unprecedented. You know, I don't think any art show that I'm aware of is going to be as accessible as this one, because, you know, the very point of the show is about accessibility, really. And obviously, from the title, things are beyond the visual. So, you know, right from the outset, you know, I think the display that's on the front of the building advertising the exhibition is going to be tactile. There are going to be the very logo that the show is adopting is in Braille and therefore tactile. So, you know, all the publicity and the marketing side of it, I think, is accessible as well, which is unheard of in my experience. So, yeah, I can't wait for what's going to happen. Yeah.
And as I mentioned in my introduction, David, through your work, you like to provoke and challenge people's expectations of art. And I wondered what you would like visitors to the Beyond the Visual exhibition come away with after experiencing your work and the other commissioned work that's on display, whether they might be visually impaired or sighted.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most important elements of this show, and I'm hoping that people will leave understanding a little more about, well, two things really, about art making itself, and that it's not something that's sort of restricted or can and should be restricted to sighted people, and that visually impaired artists are just as capable and able to express themselves through art making. It might have to be in a slightly different way, with using slightly different processes. And the other thing I think is important that people take away is a better understanding of visual impairment itself. And I think this is a very important element, because I think there's a lot of ignorance or a lack of understanding of visual impairment in the world, including amongst visually impaired people themselves. So I think hopefully there's quite a bit sort of big educational sort of element of this show that will benefit everyone in that respect. I think, you know, visual impairment is a very complex thing, and I'm sure I don't need to tell you or many of our listeners or your listeners this. The complexity of visual impairment is not something that's understood well enough or talked about enough. I think visual impairment, blindness and disability in general tends to be generalized about a lot in sort of popular discussions of disability culture. The sort of the stereotypes and the generalities are referred to a lot and lead to this sort of, I think, a sort of impoverished understanding of what it means to be blind or be disabled in general.
David, if listeners would like to find out more about you and your work, where is the best place for them to go to find out more? And can they follow you on social media too?
Yes, thank you, Toby. Yeah, so I do have a presence on Instagram, just under my name, David Johnson. And I do have a website as well, which is David Johnson Insights, all one word, .wordpress.com.
Well, to find out more about the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute, including David's commissioned work and all the other artists' work that will be on display from the 28th of November 2025 to the 19th of April 2026, do visit henry-moore.org/what's-on/beyond-v-visual. Moore is spelt M-O-O-R-E, and that website address again is henry-moore.org/what's-on/beyond-v-visual. Well, thank you very much indeed, David, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about your commissioned work for the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.